You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are talking punt free throw percentage, going deep dive into how to win your league, how to perfect the free throw percentage punt to win your draft. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three.
Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination. It's the journey.
G'day and welcome again to the Fantasy Basketball Podcast, brought to you by the Ball Boys. My name is Mitchell Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA. And as always, I'm joined with the co-host of the Ball Boys Podcast, Callum Mack. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, my man. As you know, I am the professional punt fantasy guru. So we're here today. We're going to go through some three throw percentages.
Put a label on it. The punt guru. I like it. Lots of good advice coming towards you guys. And if you love some fantasy advice, if you want to win your league, go ahead and hit the like button. Hit the like button if you're listening on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. It would be very much appreciated. We are bringing you fantasy basketball advice all preseason long and into the season. Today, we are talking free throw percentage punt. We've already talked about the field goal percentage punts. That video is up on our channel and on your podcast as well. If you want a general punting guide video, it is also on our channel. You can check that out on the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball YouTube channel. Let's talk about fantasy free throw percentage punting. Talk to me, Callum, about the advantages and why you would choose to punt free throw percentage of all the punting categories, in your opinion.
I'd say if you're a beginner to punting, this is the one for you to start on, because it's very easy. It's very easy to punt free throw. You know exactly the players you want. In the first round, if you get your Giannis or your Luka, you can kind of pave the way from there. And it's one of the easier things to do.
Yeah, I agree. This is the first one that I think I tried. I think I went, let's go. It used to be Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan, Dwight Howard, all those sort of guys. I remember I mistakenly, the first or second year I was playing fantasy basketball, I didn't quite get the waiting scenario. So I think I drafted Chris Paul in the first round, and then I backed it up with Dwight Howard in the second round. And I was like, oh yeah, what? He shoots 90%. He shoots 65%. It'll average out to 80%. No, doesn't work that way at all when Dwight Howard's taking 10 free throws a game. it's a pretty obvious one. Like you said, you know the players that are going to be there. But I think it's still effective. I think just because it's easy doesn't mean that it's not an effective punt strategy. So, in fact, it's one of my favorite strategies for this year. I think there's a lot of value on the board with the punt free throw percentage category. One of the reasons why I like it is because if you look at the first round, there's not a lot of players that suit this build, which usually means that you're going to go into your league and you're going to be the only one or one of two people that is punting this category. If you draft Giannis, you're punting free throws. And even if you don't mean to punt free throws, you're punting free throws. Luka, maybe, maybe not. Some people might try to save their free throws with Luka Doncic on your team. But outside of that, really, there's no other player that really lends themselves to a punt free throw percentage build, at least not with that player alone. So from that point of view, I think it is a good strategy for that reason. What are your thoughts there, Cal?
Yeah, look, you could throw Rudy Gobert in that conversation, but I think Rudy's definitely more a second round pick.
Yeah.
So you're definitely right. If you get one of the, if you land one of those guys, I think you can really pave the pathway. Well, one other thing as well, if you do find yourself in the day with you're the only guy getting the punt free throws, you're going to have a very, very strong team.
Yes.
And if there is, if that, let's say you're on the other side of the coin there, you're at a field draft day and you realize, is this one guy punting three throws? It might be in your interest to maybe try and steal someone because he's just going to keep getting all these steals that no one wants because it's really easy for other players to be a bit scared by bad three throw players. So they do tend to fall for that very reason.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. There's a lot of value that can be had throughout the entire draft, like early rounds, mid rounds, late rounds. There's a lot of value that can be had. Again, like we spoke about on the field goal percentage punt percentages, there's a infinite amount that they can be positive or negative. So if you have a Giannis who goes, you know, 5 of 15 from the line, that really, really hurts your field goal percentage. If you're punting threes and you get a player that shoots 0 of 2 threes, then you've only, you know, you've only missed out on 2 threes per game, okay? It's not the same. So punting these percentage categories is extremely effective because you're eliminating a lot of variance. So that's another reason why I like punting either free throw percentage, it applies to free throws and field goal percentage like we spoke about on the last podcast. But let's get into the players who benefit the most. We've already talked about a couple, but you're going to see a lot of big men in this list. Giannis Antetokounmpo is the most impacted. Zion Williamson is another one. We talked about maybe first round players. Zion could be one of them. Zion could be one of them if you just want to go heavy into that punt, straight into the first round. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it, but it is an option. Clint Capella, Rudy Gobert, Ben Simmons are all boosted by over 30% of their value when you switch off the free throw category. So lots of big guys there, Cal. Any other ones that you think that I might have missed out there?
Well, a couple of rounds later, De'Aaron Fox
is a
great guard. He only shoots 72% for a guard. It's pretty bad. That's pretty good. Ben Simmons, I think you might have actually touched on him, but Ben Simmons as well. Thad Young in the later rounds.
Yep.
He always heaps of bigs. LeBron James as well.
Yes, that's
a
big one.
Notoriously never great.
LeBron James is a big one. Yeah, there's a Lonzo Ball, even LaMelo Ball, someone even like Luka Doncic, who we touched on as well. All poor free throw percentage shooters and drags their value down. So you switch that off, you don't have that negative, their value is a lot higher in your build. And like we said before, all the way through the draft, you've got players like Isaiah Stewart later in the draft, Mason Plumlee, Sabonis, all these big guys get a boost to their value. So lots and lots of value throughout the draft there. Okay, pairing free throw percentage punts with other categories. You've got your classic, free throw percentage and threes, which I think is always the go-to. But what are some other ones that you might be able to be a bit more creative with, Cal, that you can pair free throw percentage punting with?
Well, once again, with the three throws, you're going to be kind of big heavy.
Yep.
So like what are bigs lacking? You could say assists. You could say steals. You could go down that avenue potentially as well. But look, you're definitely going to have great rebounds. So that's never something you should consider. I will maintain that. Don't even consider that.
No, don't consider punting field goal percentage and rebounds. Sorry, free throw percentage and rebounds or free throw percentage of blocks because you're going to have that in abundance. You're going to have lots of that. Another one I want to also throw out there is punting free throw percentage and points because when you got all those big guys, they're not always, I mean, some of them, yes, you can, especially with like your Giannis's and Zion's and things like that. But your Ben Simmons, your Rudy Gobert's, Clint Capella's, they're not the biggest point scorers. So if you find yourself having a lot of those guys early, it's hard to come back in a category like that because all the big point scorers come off the board early. So it is something that maybe you can toggle into later and be flexible and turn to that if you find yourself low in points. It does lend itself well because you get a lot of good guys like a Robert Williams or something like that that you can draft later. It does score a lot of points but will give you good value in a lot of other areas. That is a neat one. But the biggest one is free throw percentage in threes. So who are some big guys that when you toggle that off are the sort of the biggest beneficiaries?
The free throws and the threes?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, Giannis is the number one guy for that. Yeah. And that's why he's so good in this build. Ben Simmons, once again. Rudy Gobert, Clint Capella. These guys, I think we've named them before. They're definitely a good fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because those things are so linked together, as soon as you do these guys are sometimes nearly doubling in value because they don't contribute anything to either of those categories. So you're just concentrating all your eggs into one basket. So it is a really, really good effective category to win those ones there. So let's move on to, we're going to talk about positional scarcity. We talked about this again on the field goal percentage punt podcast, but bit of the flip side. So obviously we've talked a lot about the bigs. There's a lot of centers, Rudy Gobert, Clint Capella, Sabonis, all these guys. Guards, you still need your guards. If you want to still be competitive in assists, if you still want to be competitive in steals, points, guards score a lot of points. You need to get these type of guards that fit your build early, okay? Lock them away, and then get your value later. So what are some guards? I don't know, we've talked about Ben Simmons. De'Aaron Fox is another one that we mentioned that I think fits this build very, very nicely. He's going to get you high assists, high steals, score you more than 25 points a game. Is there anyone else that we're sort of missing from the guards point of view? And what are your thoughts in terms of going early on a guard when you've got players like Clint Capella there who are ranked higher, but you still need to get those points?
Let me have a look into the guards. So in terms of who gets a pretty good boost, I mean, look, you can still go to a Jrue Holiday, Terry Rozier, are still pretty good in this build. Your Kyrie Irving as well, because he does have pretty good field goal. He is pretty good as well. You still have to realize, even if players aren't particularly, if they're still there for the taking, you have to draft them. DeJounte Murray as well is still pretty good. I'd just be trying to get guards. Of the big main three, you have your threes, your assists, and your points. And you really have to know exactly what you're going to punt. So if you decide, okay, I want to obviously stack a bit more assists, go out and get some more assists. And maybe just don't worry about your three threes with your threes, for example. And that's when DeJounte Murray could be a great fit.
No, I totally agree. And one thing, and one common mistake I see with this punt in particular, probably more than any other punt out there, remember, you only get 1 point for winning a category. You don't get more points if you like completely smash someone in rebounds. Like if you're getting like 300-400 rebounds a week and your opponent's getting 100 rebounds, you still only get 1 point. So there's no point just being so far and away the best rebounder in your league and not being good in assists, steals, points. Do you know what I mean? So get ahead in rebounds, be good in that category, but don't go absolutely crazy. Don't neglect your other categories because you've already locked that away. You've already got Giannis and Embiid Giannis and Gobert and Clint Capella. You're set with rebounds. No one's going to top you with that. Get your assists, get your steals and all those other things. So that is something that I would recommend, especially with this category, because if I just turn on the punt threes and free throw percentage on Basketball Monster, the top sort of five players, you've got Giannis at two, you've got Rudy Gobert at three, you've got Clint Capella at four, you know, all these big guys. Sabonis is there at 9. Zion's at 6. They all give you the same kind of thing. There are no guards there. So even if the player like a Ben Simmons is ranked lower back at 19, you might consider drafting him ahead of a Clint Capella just so you can get those assists locked in, even though they're ranked worse.
That's exactly right. And maybe it could be something for points. Maybe it could be whatever category that is, you have to go out and really get it and just make sure you are locking in. And that's why, look, even though three throws can be very easy, if you want to go for a double punt or the three punt, you really have to know exactly what you're going to do in that third or fourth round.
Yeah, 100%. There are some traps with this one, with this punt build especially. So let's go on to talking about the first 3 to 4 rounds and what we're going to be doing in terms of the players that we're targeting. So like I said before, in the first round, there's not too many players. We're talking about Giannis, obviously. He's the number one guy. I would have him ranked second or third in your normal leagues. You've got Luka, who I think should be a punt free throw percentage. Yes, he might improve in free throw percentage and not be that guy, but I don't think you can assume that going to drafts. You've also got Zion Williamson. If I turn free throw percentage punting on, he moves up into being the, on last year's ranking, the 19th ranked player. Although this year, I think he's going to see an increase in his assists. I think he's going to see an increase in his points. It's his third year in the league. And those points are very valuable. So he is someone that I might consider, if I really wanted to, picking at the end of the first round and just punting free throw percentage. Although, then you've got to take another player to pair with it. And it's a bit early to reach for someone like a Rudy Gobert or LeBron James or someone like that. What are your thoughts about Zion Williamson in the first round as a punt free throw percentage option?
I mean, I think it only do it if it's more the late first round, and yep. I think it's okay. Otherwise, there's better players to be had, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think just in total value as well, the field goal percentage seems to be the best way to go in terms of punting at the end of the first round. You've got players like Bradley Beal, Paul George, Jason Tatum, all those guys that are going to be there. So I think in terms of maximizing your talents, maximizing your value, that's probably the better way to go. But in saying that, that means that if you're one of those two teams that punts field goal percentage, free throw percentage, you know, a player like Zion is going to come back around you in the second round, and you've got a first round value player in your build on your team in the second round. So that's what makes this build quite good. Let's go on to the second round here. So we talked about Zion probably being there. I know you said a few rounds later, but I'm at this point already looking at players like Ben Simmons, De'Aaron Fox here as well, because I'm fairly confident that I'm going to be able to get rebounds and blocks later. I'm not confident that I'm going to be able to get a point guard that gives me good field goal percentage, a point guard that gives me those elite steals, assists, points as well. So I'm already in round two looking at those players there. Do you think that that's a bit early for them, or are you happy with this build going at this point?
I think players like LeBron James, because he still fits the build, he'd be above a De'Aaron Fox in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I think they're pretty similar to me personally.
And then, look, Rudy Gobert as well. I'd probably value Rudy Gobert a bit above De'Aaron, but I just think De'Aaron should fall to the third round or fourth round. So, depends what opinion you have.
If it was me and I said, like, let's say I drafted Giannis at pick three, and it came back to me, and let's say it's a 12-team draft, so I'm at pick three, that means that I'd be drafting at pick, what would that be? Pick 22 or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
pick 22. So at that point of the draft, the players ahead of me are either Steph Curry, Jokic, or James Harden. I'm going to hedge my bets that they're not going to be drafting Rudy Gobert if he's available on the board, because that would tank their free throws, right? They might, probably not still, but they're probably more likely to draft someone like De'Aaron Fox. So for that reason, I'm going to be drafting De'Aaron Fox, and I'm going to hedge my bets to say that Rudy Gobert is going to be available on the way back. It is a gamble, but even if Rudy Gobert goes, I could get a Clint Capella. I can get Robert Williams later. All these other guys that do give me those stats. So that's my way of seeing it. You could also go with someone like a Sabonis if you're looking after the assists. Sabonis gives you those assists from the center position, but again, that point guard eligibility to me is a little bit of a reason to bump him above that. What are your thoughts on that sort of line of thinking there, Cal?
I do totally agree, actually. You convinced me. Well, one guy that just came to mind as well is just because you do want the guards, you do want to get the guards early. A Jrue Holiday, I'd probably consider because of his steals, can be very valuable.
Yep.
He gives you the 6 assists, 5 rebounds, can give you reasonable blocks for a guard as well. So he's one of those guys who doesn't really hurt you, but on the other hand, isn't amazing at free throws anyway.
Yep.
So once again, it's not like you're losing anything drastic.
Yeah, and in this build, he's a top 20 player anyway. So it's not a reach for you to draft a Jrue Holiday at this point. Because, you know, if you're picking at pick 22 and Jrue Holiday's on the board, well, there you go. You've got a top 20 player. You've locked in some steals. You've locked in some assists. You've got some... he's a good field goal percentage from the point guard position, which is important. Let's turn our attention to the third round. Now, again, without having the ADP data, it is hard to know who is available at this point. We talked a little about Russell Westbrook on the field goal percentage pod. If he's available here, which I'm assuming in some drafts he might be available. He might not be as well. There is a lot of... It could go either way with Westbrook. Would you be drafting Westbrook here in a punt free throw percentage build, Cal?
Yeah, if he falls outside of the 30 mark, I'm at that point, I'm probably going to start considering him. If he falls down to like 50 or something, I think you really just have to take him.
Yeah, I think he's a definite draft in the fourth round for me. I'm considering it depending on who's available in the third round. But for me, we talked a little bit off air. I'm out on Westbrook this season. I'm worried about the fit with LeBron. I'm worried about his injury history. And the fact that he's a low field goal percentage player on this build, it's manageable because you're getting guys with like Giannis and Zion who can carry that field goal percentage. So I'm not as worried about that in this build. But again, I just think that there's better players available, and especially if you're in this punt build with one or two other teams, there probably will still be some players that you could get around here, like a Clint Capella, a Christian Wood, even as another example that we haven't talked about. And then maybe I can get a Lonzo Ball or something like that later to get some more assists. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit out on Westbrook.
Oh, look, I'll be a bit... if there's any build Westbrook fits, it is this one.
It is this one.
I think the biggest boost really is the assists, just because you really do want to try and search for that in this build, yeah. if you can. And if he does slide to you in the third or the fourth round, you probably do have to consider it.
Yeah, no, I would consider it. I would consider it more, especially if I didn't have a player like LeBron James on my team already. If I've got LeBron, I'm not taking Westbrook until the fourth round because I don't want to have too many players on my team that are older and prone to restings and things like that. I want to make sure that I'm being careful to manage that as I go along here. In the fourth round, I also want to shout out players like Yusuf Nurkic. I think Nurkic is back in for a bounce-back season compared to last year. And with the punt free throw percentage, he is perfect with this kind of a build here as well. Anyone else you want to shout out in the fourth round, in the 40s, late 30s, 40s here, Cal?
Yeah, one guy, because obviously Rudy Gobert can be a classic kind of second-round pick. You might want to boost a bit of points, and you consider maybe a Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
At this point in time, he can give you 25 points a game. And look, he's a bucket. He doesn't really hurt you too much anywhere else either. Gives you a bit of everything. So,
yeah, 100%. And those points are something you do have to keep in mind, especially if you do go early on a Rudy Gobert who doesn't score as many points compared to the players around him that are getting drafted. And that's where you have to make the decision. Okay, am I giving up on points and maybe going with Capella and just consolidating that field goal percentage, blocks, rebounds? Or do I want to be competitive in points and I'm going to Jaylen Brown who can get me 27, 26 points a night? So, yes, definitely. I personally would be drafting Jaylen Brown earlier than this. I think he is in for a big season without Kemba. So if he's available in the fourth round, yeah, I think that's a massive win, especially on this build. All right. Well, that will do us there, guys. If you have any questions about punting strategy, free throw percentage punting strategy, any fantasy questions in general, leave it in the comment. And again, hit us with that thumbs up. Thumbs up. That will help us out. Spread the word. Let everyone know about the fantasy good stuff that we're doing over here. If you're listening on YouTube, please make sure you're subscribing. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating. Follow us on Twitter at BallBoysNBA. And we will catch you next time with more fantasy videos. Laters.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.